At first glance, the fitness center at Dawson Baptist Church in Homewood looks like any other recreation center. There are treadmills, an aerobics studio, even two basketball courts.
I like the church environment. I'm used to it. When I was younger, I played church league basketball, so it was a pretty easy decision to make to come here.
On this night, Kenan Reed shoots hoops with his oldest son. Reed says at $35 a month for his family of six, Dawson is a deal. But critics say it's not just a deal, it's a steal, because church fitness centers are tax exempt. They don't pay federal income taxes. They're often built on land that's exempt from property taxes. And in some states, churches don't pay sales tax on new fitness equipment. For-profit fitness centers, which don't get the tax breaks, say it's unfair competition.
If a church has a business, such as a fitness club with all kinds of services that are not related to their religious function, they're in competition with other similar businesses.
That's Ted Farnan. He's a spokesman with the Missouri Department of Revenue. Last fall, Missouri started taxing yoga centers. Many of them protested, saying their practice has spiritual roots in Hinduism and Buddhism and should be tax exempt. But Farnan maintains there's a distinction.
I think it's important to note that when the department sent out the letters notifying people about this, we did not send these letters to Hindu temples or Buddhist temples. These were sent to businesses that were charging for their services and were not restricting it to people of a certain religion.
But back at Dawson Baptist Church, they don't restrict fitness center memberships to church members. Fitness director Nancy Legg says they accept people of all faiths and even no faith. Still, she says Dawson provides a service that's different from the for-profit gyms down the road.
Personal trainers are a cross between a therapist and a bartender. I can't give out drugs and I don't serve alcohol, but I hear lots of people's stuff. And I love the fact that right here where I am, I can stop and pray with somebody right on the spot. And that's exciting for me. I don't know that I could do that in other places.
Across the country, courts have ruled that some religious nonprofits are directly competing with commercial health clubs. Most notably, the YMCAs in some cities have lost all or part of their tax exemption because of their fitness centers. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.